On today's Splash podcast, we take a look at whether the ATO is coming for your business. They are on a tax rampage at the moment. There is billions of dollars owing at the moment. The government wants their slice of that. In fact, that amount of tax that is owed and unpaid now has doubled in the last 4 years. So there is definitely a focus on the government reclaiming that from small business in particular. So we take a look whether your business is exposed and how not to be, because why? Well, we don't want you exposed to insolvency, because that sucks. Plenty more that we discuss today. We'll see you on the other side. Ready, set, splash. Making chlorinators is what we do at AIS. This laser focus has brought us recognition as a global leader, winning countless international and national awards. Our technology is operating in over 55 countries worldwide. Our claims are backed by university research and data. Our customer testimonials prove the value of our technology's benefits, ease of operation, reliability, and service. Find out how your customers can benefit from our 30 years of innovation and excellence at aiswater.com.au today. Well, thanks for joining me again here at another Splash podcast, wherever you are, home, work, office, car. It is nice to be spending some time together. We, as always, going to go through some of the latest news, some of the stories, some of the things that you need to be aware of around the industry. One of the topics that we've spoken about a lot on the Splash podcast, and of course, even more recently, with avoiding insolvency, because insolvency sucks, on minimizing your tax liability and exposure, obviously doing that legally, but paying more tax than you need to is not what you want to be doing, whether you are a business or an employee. We want to manage our tax and get back every claim that we can and minimize that expenditure and exposure, keep it in our own pocket. Thank you. I can spend my money far more effectively than the government can for me. Is the ATO at the moment getting quite aggressive, chasing small businesses? So, at the moment, they've got the ATO chasing small businesses for $34 billion in debt. Yeah, that's not big business that's being chased. $34 billion in debt. That's 34 followed by, well, 9 zeros. That's a lot of zeros. That's a lot of dosh. That is a lot of coin from small businesses around Australia that the ATO is chasing. And the thought around that is going to push a bunch of small businesses into insolvency, tipped to hit post-global financial crisis levels in insolvency and small business. Now, we've had Ben Walker from Inspire Accountants just recently on this podcast talking about that exact thing, minimizing your tax, but do it legally so you're not exposed later. And I guess that's what's been happening here. And it is affecting many sectors of Australian business. This is happening in New Zealand too. This is in particular an Australian story focus I'm looking at, but hello New Zealand across the ditch. I know the same thing is going on with New Zealand government chasing tax revenue as well, quite aggressively. The report here says that the sectors most affected by the tax chase from the ATO on what's owed are construction, retail, and hospitality. Two of those three are things that our industry is heavily involved in. Again, just a heads up, a warning, be across your liabilities in tax. Again, minimizing what we should be paying, but doing that legally so we don't have issues with the ATO chasing. And that is exactly what is happening here. ATO spokeswoman told ABC News, which I'm pulling this from at the moment, that most of the collectible debt owed by businesses comes from self-reported business activity statement debt comprised of tax withheld from salary and wages, GST and income tax on profit. So not great business practice from these small businesses that have happened here. It can be very easy to drift outside the lines and with changes to policies and just the busyness of running what you're running. But get advice, be across this. The ATO defines small businesses. This is interesting, the way that small business is defined, as including sole traders, companies, trusts, or partnerships that operate a business for all or part of the income year and have less than, Here's the number, less than $10 million of aggregated turnover. That is a lot of small business impacted and affected, maybe businesses that you run, own, or work for, and you're listening right now, that is where you fit in the ATO definition, and these are the businesses that they're targeted. The ATO spokeswoman says the agency is seeing more businesses not paying tax on time since before the pandemic began, and that's, we've had a doubling of owed tax or unpaid tax from the end of 2019 of, get this, from the end of 2019, $26.4 billion. That was a lot of tax that was owed. Well, that's doubled now to $52.4 billion at the end of 2023. So in 4 years, that tax exposure of small businesses that they haven't paid has more than doubled. So therefore, the ATO is going, hey, revenue, we're going to go and chase that. You know what? That's probably fair to businesses that do pay what tax they have to. So $10 million or less defines a small business. What the ATO is saying is they're seeing more and more people not paying their tax since before COVID. And they say this, well, surprise, surprise, you ready for this? Here's the quote from the ATO. Paying tax in Australia is not optional, and the ATO will continue chasing small businesses that owe money. So just a heads up, a warning, a little bit of advice here on the Splash Podcast to make sure that your tax is in order. Listen back to the podcast from a few weeks ago with Ben Walk from Inspire Accountants. Reach out, talk to your accountant, make them your best friend for your business. Make sure that they're giving you the data that you need to get a dashboard to see what the temperature of your business, your exposure, your profitability, your cash flow actually is in a business so that you can make decisions for the future and be sustainable. And of course, avoid the thing that sucks. What's that? Well, that's insolvency. All right, I think it's time to move on. Let's take a look at some of the news that is going on around industry. There is plenty happening. You all will have seen and heard a few weeks ago. If you haven't, well, obviously you've not been reading Splash Magazine, you've not been checking into splash.online, and you've probably not been talking to anyone around the industry. But there has been a change announced at Fluidra with Stephen Matyzak moving on from that leadership position and Valentina Tripp appointed Managing Director of Fluidra APAC. Sound like a familiar name? It might. Valentina is not new to our industry. She headed up Davey, was with Davey during that process of sale to Waterco, which Waterco purchased Davey. That made big news for Splash for our industry in the last 12 months as well. So Valentina Tripp has been appointed to the role of Managing Director of Fluidra APAC. A big job, effective February 29th, 2024. So a couple of months ago now, into that job. Valentina replaces Stephen Matyzak, as we said, 32-year Fluidra veteran who led the company's ANZ, Asian and South African businesses since 2014. So a well-known entity in that role in Fluidra and a proven story within our industry as well, stepping into that role now through Valentina. Tripp says that Matyzak's unwavering commitment, passion for people, wealth of experience was pivotal in shaping Fluidra's success in the region, leaving the business in excellent financial health with a strong plan for future growth and a positive outlook for regional industry. Tripp says that she's also eager to build on Fluidra's strong foundations and lead the team into a new era of growth and innovation with fresh perspectives and innovation strategies. I'm honored and excited to join Fluidra family, she says. I look forward to working with our team and customers on shaping the next chapter of Fluidra's story, finding innovative ways to accelerate growth in the region. Tripp will work alongside Matyzak over the next month to ensure the leadership transition is seamless. That will have wrapped up by the time you are hearing this. So welcome, Valentina Tripp, to the new role. It is fabulous to retain talent and leadership in our industry from one giant to another in Fluidra. So we're looking forward to the future there. Now, I know you all love this. It's the top five online news stories. So in no particular order, Cook Industries wins Global Distributors Award. Cook Industries won the Distributor of the Year Award on the back of selling the most quick clean systems globally. Congratulations to Cook out there in Mildura. Strategically placed really between Adelaide, Melbourne, and Sydney. Great little part of the country. Hope you're all doing well out there. Hello, Cooks. Number four. Or number two, are we counting upwards or counting backwards? I'm going to say that was number five we started with. Number four, Aquitaine founder Warwick Abbott passes away. He was an industry stalwart, South Australian legend. Is there anything else out of South Australia other than legends? If you're South Australian, doesn't that just automatically make you a legend? Warwick Abbott, he passed away in January, and he will obviously be sadly missed by friends, family, and industry. Next one, number three. The new TV program puts pools top of mind. Yes, we've touched on this on the podcast before. It is super exciting. You need to reach out to Dana, D-A-E-N-A, at spaza.com.au. Dana is all over this. It is a wonderful, engaging, informative, inspiring television program called Poolside Spa and Garden Australia, and it's a fresh series focused on living your best poolside life. So looking at the backyard built around a beautiful patch of blue of pool and spa. Really, really exciting stuff. There are opportunities for you to promote and be involved in that. Do reach out and do it soon. Leading Australian brands form a retail alliance. Sapphire Spas and Halo Spas sign an agreement to offer their ranges to pool and spa stores across Australia and potentially overseas. And a very sad one to finish off here today as well. It obviously generated a lot of news with the very sad news that Chris Meyer, Narellan's former owner and managing director, passed away in December. He, you know, with that goes without saying, will be very, very missed by friends, family, colleagues, and the industry as a whole, where he has had a significant impact over a long period of time. And that wraps up the top five online news story. Introducing the Zodiac Freerider Cordless Pool Cleaner, the ultimate solution for hassle-free pool maintenance. Say goodbye to cumbersome cords and tangled hoses. This innovative pool cleaner effortlessly navigates all pool surfaces, ensuring a thorough clean every time. Its powerful suction and scrubbing brushes remove dirt, leaves, and debris, trapping all the mess in its dual filtration basket. Experience the convenience and efficiency of the Zodiac Freerider Cordless Pool Cleaner today. Visit our website to learn more. Zodiac Freerider, unleashed cleaning power. We're all very environmentally conscious, aren't we, these days? Climate Care certified from Spaza. If you don't know about that, again, reach out to Spiros, S-P-I-R-O-S, at spaza.com.au. He's heading up and leading the Climate Care certified recognition for industry, all the way through to consumer and representative to government on how we as an industry are ahead of what even regulation can do in the way that we want to conserve water and energy use in pools that bring health and wellness benefits for families that well outweigh the cost of energy and water that is used. Always a very, it's not just a narrative, it is an important consideration in the way we manage our pools, obviously, as an industry, that we do use energy, we do use water, that we do it as effectively as possible, and we find ways to make sure that consumers and government know exactly what we're doing as an industry and the way that our industry can really innovate and develop solutions around energy and water efficiency have been quite incredible. There's been a thing called greenwashing. Maybe you've heard of it, where false claims are being made by companies. I'm not talking about our industry. Maybe this summer, maybe you need to take a look at what you're doing, but we need to be very careful about greenwashing, which is making false or misleading claims about our particular product or service producing environmental results. The ACCC, the ACCC, the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, the watchdog, has released updated advice on making environmental and sustainability claims after they conducted an internet sweep to identify misleading marketing claims. So they're onto this. False statements about a product's environmental sustainability qualities mislead consumers. And that gets the ACCC's ears pricked up. They also put the businesses making genuine claims at competitive disadvantage. So again, that is a competition issue. If one person is making false claims, it brings into disrepute and clouds the other company's product where they've got true innovation and investment in creating an environmental friendly product. And therefore, it's an issue to the ACCC, but it should be an issue to our industry as well, right? We want to make sure that we want more consumers engaged in what we do more often, but with the clarity to make choice. and to understand what they are getting with clarity, integrity, and transparency. The ACCC has finalised guidance for businesses making environmental and sustainability claims. They say that now if you choose to make environmental claims, it's easier to do it the right way. The guidance identifies 8 practical principles to apply when making environmental claims, but these claims have to be accurate, truthful, and verifiable. Would you like to hear the 8 parts of the framework around this? The 8 practical principles, as they call them. It's very exciting. I'm going to tell you what they are. Like, just maybe just press pause on this, get a coffee, sit down, prepare yourself. Number one, the ACCC says in making accurate, truthful, and verifiable claims around your environmental and sustainable marketing, number one, make accurate and truthful claims. Well, thank you very much. Number two, have evidence to back up your claims. Now, that is important. Number one's pretty obvious. Be accurate and truthful. Fair. Number two, you better be able to back this up. And this is where programs like Climate Care Certified really come into their own, really come into focus to give a consumer, give government, and give your business the confidence that you're selling something that is backed up and stands out in the market, in the consumer choice, to say, hey, look, we're not just saying this. We've got this backed up by a third party with Climate Care Certified that's recognized by industry and it's recognized by government as a program, as a stamp to say there is provable claims here on our sustainability efficacy going forward. Choose us, Climate Care Certified. Again, Spiros.com. Spiros.com. I'm sure there's a website for that. Maybe don't look it up. I don't know what it is. I can't speak to it. But Spiros@spaza.com.au to help you there. Number three, don't hide or omit important information. This is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Number three. Number four, I can count good. Explain any conditions or qualifications on your claims. So it might have to do with the way water is heated, for example, under what conditions, at what starting temperature, at what level of humidity, at what level of exposure might come into that to give you your claim and give it verification and transparency and clarity to a consumer. Number five, avoid broad and unqualified claims. Seems pretty obvious. That goes back to number one, make accurate and truthful claims. But thank you, ACCC, for repeating yourself. Number six, use clear and easy to understand language. Again, just a repeat of previous ones. Number seven, visual elements should not give the wrong impression. So again, making sure that anything you're using as an infographic, I suppose, as a logo, as something that informs a customer towards making a decision, is accurate and clear to understand. And finally, be direct and open about your sustainability transition. I think there are 8 different points to say the same thing, which is be accurate, truthful, and verifiable. Whatever you say, make sure you can back it up. I think it's that simple. And if you want to be able to verify what you say and back it up and use a recognized brand logo to do it, I'm going to say it again, but Climate Care Certified, you need to look at it for your business. Consumers can purchase now a recognized Climate Care Certified pool and be really proud of the fact that their pool is Climate Care Certified, that their pool is now recognized to be water efficient, energy efficient. It's smart, right? Consumers want this, and we're all concerned about our footprint. And we want to conserve what we've been given as far as water and energy goes. And of course, there's an economical benefit for it too, isn't there? Summer is now here, and our friends at Pentair, one of Australia's largest pool equipment suppliers and manufacturers, are ready to help pool owners around the nation get their pools ready for everyone to enjoy. Family and friends can swim their way through summer and enjoy everything the backyard swimming pool has to offer. Who needs to go away on an expensive holiday to enjoy time with friends and family? Time at home, making great memories in your own backyard swimming pool means no driving, no packing, and no stress. It's the best staycation around. Choose only the best. A pool powered by Pentair. Well, that brings to a close almost another Splash podcast. I do just want to finish off with a look at a particular story from the latest Splash magazine. It's on page 22. It's titled Brothers Working Together to Make a Winning Company. Well, what's the winning company? I'll get to that. Reason this is so good is working in industry, to get under the bonnet of another car or another industry business and see the workings, to get under the covers and see what is going on underneath, to get inside that business and have more understanding on the thinking, the processes, the history, the present, and the way they see the future, is a really cool thing. And that's what this particular feature article does. Who is it? Well, the Ranieri boys from Aquify Pools. And this is a story explaining how Tim and Mark developed Aquify Pools from the ground up, eventually seeing it become Spaza 2023 National Business of the Year, which is an award, an esteemed value award there that they've worked hard to be recognized for. Great little story on some of their starting point. You know, they started by flipping a coin on where they should start their business. I mean, who does that? But they did. Looking at the fiberglass and concrete, the support they use and they get from Hello over in the West, ALT, Lindley Papineau and team over there supporting the Aquify Pools on from a fiberglass construction as well. The way that they make their price decisions, the effect of inflation, we've all suffered through that and how that's affected their business as builders as well. Their advice to fiberglass pool builders, opportunities for 2024, how do they see the present and the future, and of course how they won the Business of the Year award. And I think it's really interesting with this article as well, given the process of conversation that we just had on climate and looking after what we're given with energy and water and managing pools for the future. I quote, "Also, we're Climate Care certified and we're doing our training through Spaza to ensure we're supporting the industry," and close quote, but it goes on. "A business that understands its branding and its impact to consumers in the way that it makes sustainability claims, hooking up with Climate Care certified there." Very, very interesting. Well, thank you again for joining me on a Splash podcast. I wish you a fabulous couple of weeks ahead and I'll see you somewhere out there. Ready, set, splash. Dive into savings with EcoStar, Australia's most efficient 7-star pump from Hayward. EcoStar variable speed pump maximizes performance while minimizing energy costs. With cutting-edge technology, EcoStar circulates water quietly and seamlessly, ensuring a sparkling pool every dip. Say goodbye to high bills and hello to the ultimate in pool pump efficiency. Upgrade today and make a splash with the EcoStar, where performance meets savings. Visit au.hayward.com or call now to discover EcoStar, the pinnacle of pool pump efficiency from Hayward.